Great Expectations Administrator. Peter James, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, let's get some of the substance out of the way first before we get to the fun stuff, okay?
Sure.
that's not the same as good news, bad news. You know,
right,
that's,
exactly.
Okay. So, board meeting, enrollment and budget.
Yep, exactly. That kind of the two foundational things. For us, enrollment this year has gone really well. We are essentially going to be full next year. I'm anticipating that. That has, of course, its advantages and disadvantages. One of the advantages, obviously, related to budget, we are going to be essentially as fully funded as we can be for the programming. Mm-hmm. It is going to help drive some of our staffing needs and some of those things. But we're really comfortable. We're really pleased. And I think the only downside to our enrollment situation is we've had to turn families away because we have those class limits. But I think overall, I think the board is really pleased that we've been able to serve students that well.
Well, yeah, you got to put them someplace.
Yeah.
Just as an aside, the House bill, education bill, funds all-day kindergarten once again, and the Senate bill is when they put them together. We'll do the same thing. You already do that, right?
We provide full-day kindergarten. I think that's been pretty typical, pretty widespread. In part because of the transportation issues,
sure,
and other things associated with it. So I think that from our standpoint, it just helps to have it more fully funded, to do the things.
Yeah, another couple hundred bucks for student, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And for us, if that were a fundraiser and we raised a few $1,000, we'd be really ecstatic. So we're pleased. I think part of it is long overdue, recognizing mm-hmm. that most, especially rural districts, do provide all-day kindergarten and have been doing so essentially with very limited funds.
Yeah, this is really not economical to do it otherwise in a rural area.
Yep.
Okay, speaking of things rural, reminds me of things green, which we haven't had a lot of lately, but you do.
We do. I made a tour of the classrooms and the plant stands we have there, of our greenhouse, and now we're already moving things out into the hoop house. We have over 5,000 plants being prepared and ready to go into the ground if and when we can ever see the ground again.
But okay, that's a heads up to you woodchucks.
Yes, exactly. But the plant sale this year, it's always the Saturday before Memorial Day, so mm-hmm. Saturday the 18th, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, for those people who aren't in the gardening mood, this will help inspire you. And if you're not even inspired by that, there's the pancake breakfast. So,
always so come be for the inspired by maple syrup, right?
Exactly.
Well, so, that's 5,000 plants. Wow.
Yep. So hundreds of people can buy dozens of plants each, and we won't run out. Well, we found that we've been running out of some of the more popular items, and Karina Roth, who organizes the plant mm-hmm. sale every year, keeps track of what we've planted and what's been sold and what people are raving about, and so kind of beef up those selections. And
beef, that's not the
no,
right
no
word.
Beef. Okay, no. Beef steak, tomatoes, you got those.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the more popular plants like Brussels sprouts and kale, right?
Well, you'd be surprised how many people, really choose and who have favorites amongst those, it's like, well, not this kale, but that kale. We get a lot of good feedback.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It has been something I think that that has become much more than just a fundraiser. It was a good idea in a fundraiser. Now it seems to be really integrated into people's plans for their gardening in their summer.
Good. Well, then wait and pick up your plants from Great Expectations and kind of get double duty for your money. Now, the real fun thing. I mean, for those who don't want gardening but are a little bit more scientific, the science fair,
this
is always fun.
It is. And this year, we are very excited. We are probably going to have our largest science fair ever tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock. Come on by. Over 30 exhibits.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
In addition to our Great Expectations students, we're going to have half a dozen students coming down from actually, probably more than that because they're paired up, but half a dozen exhibits from students at Oshkeogamog who are coming.
Really? Oh,
and a few of our homeschool families from the area are participating as well. So we've opened that up in the past and starting to get some participation from those.
Are we going to have the Mentos volcano again?
One of the groups is doing that. I don't know if we're going to be able to get outside and actually do the explosion, but they're planning that. It's a lot of fun, and for the younger kids, that's about as intriguing as they want to get. They want to see the exciting stuff. They want to blow stuff up. They want stuff to, you know.
Typical.
But, you know, it does get them interested and it gets them engaged. And we're finding, you know, that so many of our kids have that enthusiasm for learning and enthusiasm for science that comes from engaging in that kind of way, that active hands-on experience. So.
Well, are some of those older students, 12 years old and up, aware of the fact that they can be part of a bus crash this weekend?
No, I had not heard that.
Yeah, they can be a victim. All they have to do is get a hold of Jim Weenan at the emergency management office, the county. It's the emergency management convention conference this weekend, and a lot of speakers, a lot of stuff, how to prepare your community for emergencies. This is the 24th annual event, but usually they stage some kind of mock disaster to give the EMTs and the other people some training. And this time it's a bus accident. They're looking for students that want to be made up, not quite as much as zombies, but and then be rescued by the local EMT.
Oh, we've got some kids, I'm sure, with very appealing.
It sounds like the same kind of thing as the wow science fair. So anyway, that's a possibility. Well, that's great. How many exhibits?
Over 30.
Over 30.
I would say 35 or more, but you know, it's tomorrow. It's so far away. You know, you don't want those kids to commit too early.
No, so. Okay, right, okay.
So I think we're going to get over 35 exhibits.
Well, and when people come to the science fair, they can check out and see how things are in the greenhouse and get kind of an idea as to when the plant sale, which goes on Saturday before Memorial Day,
the 18th, I believe, of May.
Okay, Peter James is the administrator at Great Expectations, and he stops by here after board meetings, fills us in on things at GES. Thanks so much.
No trouble. Thank you.